views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is the 18th of May, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Care and compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room at the same address on our webpage, and Jared's with me. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Okay. Two things you owe me, Sulu, is what day is today, what national day is today, and then the weather.
It is Cheese Soufflé Day. It's also No Dirty Dishes Day, but...
And no dirty dishes, huh?
That doesn't mean I'm going to clean up all the dishes.
No dirty dishes. Cheese souffle day. Okay, this one can get right past me, too. Okay, what's the weather look like?
It's currently 57 degrees today. It's going to be sunny, partly cloudy tonight with a high of 84, low of 50. Tomorrow's going to be sunny with partly cloudy tomorrow night with a high of 76, a low of 47. And on Thursday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 72, a low of 47. And on Friday, it's going to be sunny, partly cloudy at night with a high of 77 and a low of 51.
Okay, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3792, but it's much more than that. It's kind of a way of life for the Kennys and the people that work for him. He reaches out to people. He helps people. He has, just besides the discounts for seniors and veterans, they've helped so many different families. And let's just say that propane is all the same. It is. It's the service and the people behind it that make a difference. Chuck was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam, has gone back there on several occasions looking for those who were missing in action. They've helped so many people around here. I have a beautiful, beautiful quilt, handmade quilt, that he wants to give to a veteran of the 1st Cav, the 1st Air Cav. All you have to have done is been in Afghanistan. And I know there's some of you out there. It's beautiful. No, there's no strings attached to this except we get to have a picture of you. When we give you the quilt, it is beautiful. You've seen it, Jared.
No, it is a beautiful quilt.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So yesterday, you know, I could talk about Israel and Hamas battling it out on the Gaza Strip. You know, how many, you know, Hamas and 1,500 or and more now rockets aimed into Israel. Israel coming back and hammering Hamas with air raids and artillery, them on the brink of maybe something bigger. Biden dithering, not knowing quite what to do. I could talk about that, or we could talk about inflation. We can talk about what's going on in the inner cities of Chicago and Baltimore and New York and the killings going on there. But no, I have a number one story here. Carlos Zapata and Nathan Pinckley, otherwise known as Nathan Blaze. You have to love this. Okay, let me give you the background. Carlos Zapata is one of the leaders of the Red, White, and Blue movement. Also, one of the leaders in the recall against three of the supervisors, Joe Clemente, Leonard Modi, and Mary Rick. Okay, so... His image has been put in a lot of different places, and then, and things he said, because he tweets. And like Trump, Carlos, you should step away from the tweeting now and then or the Facebook. Step back a little bit from that, Carlos. That's what I would tell you. Meanwhile, on the other side, in this corner, is Nathan Pinkley, who likes to be known as Nathan Blaze. He is totally against the recall, and he has jumped into it. But Nathan also has his talent of making, he describes himself as a comic. I don't know if that means he works professionally as a comic, because he doesn't. But then again, many comics, when they're starting out, they don't work professionally as a comic all the time. They always have jobs. His job is a sous chef. So he makes videos poking fun at the Red, White, and Blue movement, and specifically Carlos Zapata. They've actually at one time met, and they have a photo of themselves sharing a drink together. That was earlier, obviously. So it's the war of words have gone on between them, and right now it's just been a war of words. Well, on May 5th it appears, and I think that's the right date. Carlos and his wife go into the restaurant that Nathan was working at. Nathan's back in the kitchen. And once Carlos sits down, there the stories diverge. Nathan said, I was just back in the back, and he was trying to make eye contact with me and all this. And Carlos says, the guy was starting to harass me. Somewhere in there, either Carlos threw a glass and it splashed on him, or he threw the glass of liquid on Pinckney. Carlos and his wife were asked to leave this establishment. And then the story really gets going. Because then Nathan says that, and let me find the exact words. So Nathan says that as he was outside minding his own business, that Carlos Zapata came and assaulted him with two other people, brought two other people in and assaulted him. Punched him in the eye. Well, it's not exactly. He said that the guy that was with him assaulted him. So the three of them assaulted Blaze, which is what he likes to call himself, outside the restaurant. Carlos Zapata says, I didn't assault him. He harassed me. He started the argument. He followed me. Well, this little altercation could have been right there. And that's the way it ends, was according to them. Well, of course, Nathan seems to get himself in the news, in a news report, one of our local medias that just kind of took everything he said at face value. Did I know about this? Yeah. I mean, I knew about this. It was on Facebook. How do you not know about this? I said I'd stop posting on Facebook, which is true, except for a couple of little things like a truckload of lumber that I needed guards for, to get it moved from where I bought it. That was just fake. It was just a meme. Don't worry about it. I don't have lumber. Don't come to my house looking to buy it. Neither do I have ammo. Don't come to my house looking to buy ammo. So that should have been it, right? That should have been it. No, because there was an assault. So now the police have to get into it. And this, my friends, is where it becomes very interesting. This portion of the show, and we're going to talk about it as soon as I get back. I mean, yeah, I could be talking about Israel on this, but this is truly news. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Compass Sports Cards. Compass Sports Cards at 1620 East Cypress Avenue is your home base. Yeah, that's right, for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia featuring baseball, basketball, and football. cards and memorabilia that has been signed by superstars in the athletic field. It's also the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Open 11 to 6 Monday through Friday. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards. If we come back, I'm going to read you quickly the police report if you haven't heard it. We'll be right back. Oh.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays, including your birthday, paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Common Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 18th of May, 7:19 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day. And we are facing rampant crime here in River City. Not at Cornerstone Community Bank, of course. They're fine. As is 99% of the city. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally run. Community, yes. They're here to help the community. They were such a big help during the initial stages of COVID last year. And we'll get to that, too, about the new masking requirements, hopefully. Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they move local dreams forward. And they do. We bank with Cornerstone. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, right here in Redding, and in the old, the Cobblestone Shopping Center, 192 Hartnett Avenue for the main branch. Okay, let's go on. So the Redding Police Department gets into it. They were notified of a media report reporting a battery incident between 42-year-old Carlos Zapata of Palisadro and 32-year-old Nathaniel Pinckney of Redding. Incident occurred on the evening of May 4th. I'm sorry, it came out on May 5th, but May 4th is when it happened. During the investigation, detectives spoke with witnesses and viewed video surveillance to determine what occurred. The investigation concluded that on May 4th, Carlos Zapata and his spouse arrived at a local restaurant around 7:40 p.m. and sat at the bar as patrons. Pinckney was working as a cook in the rear kitchen area. Pinckney became aware that Zapata was in the restaurant and made contact with him from behind the bar. Now, remember what Nathan said? Oh, no. No, no. It was, you know, he was staring and glaring at me. So, a verbal argument between Pinckney and Zapata ensued, during which time Zapata tossed a glass of liquid. The glass shattered and the liquid spilled on Pinckney. Zapata was asked to leave the restaurant. He complied. After Zapata left the restaurant, he was followed. Ready? He was followed by Pinckney and a co-worker, Kenneth Cornelius, 32 years of Redding, age of Redding, to another downtown business. Pinckney, Cornelius, and Zapata became involved in a second verbal argument at the other downtown business. Zapata was joined by two acquaintances who were customers at the location, and that was Christopher Mager and Elizabeth Bailey. The argument eventually carried out into the parking lot in downtown Redding. During the verbal argument, it appears Bailey grabbed Pinckney's shirt. Pinckney was able to pull away from Bailey's grasp and was struck in the face with one punch from Mager. Mager was then punched from Cornelius. Mager grabbed a hold of a large CO2 bottle from a local business and held it toward Pinckney and Cornelius in a threatening manner before placing it back down and leaving the area. There was no further physical contact between the involved parties. None of the involved parties sustained any significant injuries. Following the assault, Pinckney went back to the business he was working at and armed himself with a handgun. Let me say that again. Armed himself with a handgun. It appeared that the firearm is owned and registered to Pinckney. After arming himself, Pinckney made statements he was going to shoot the other involved party, but did not provide a specific name. I'm going to kill him. I mean, I don't know if that's what he said. I just made that up. Okay. Unlike the other news media, when I make something up, I'll tell you. I just made that up. Other employees were able to disarm Pinckney and calm him down. The investigation has been submitted to the Shasta County District Attorney's Office for review. Any further questions be referred to the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. Authored by Sergeant Rob Garnero. Okay. So you say to yourself, okay, that's what happened. It wasn't like anything you saw written in a news cafe, because they based their whole story, of course, on what Nathan said, what Mr. Pinckney said. But here comes the good part. There's a group out there on Facebook called Things That You Should Know. Really, it's things that we want you to know, but you didn't want to ask, but we're just going to throw them out anyway, and if you read them, that's good. And if you don't read them, you're obviously a fascist, right-wing, knuckle-dragging, neoconservative, and I can just go down the line, right? So you would think after the investigation done by the police, looking at videos, talking to witnesses besides just the ones involved with it. Oh. So here's no. So what happened from there was the comments then from it about this and what and the and the police reports. Obviously, these people, and I'm not sure they're people. I've looked their names up, and there's just kind of like there's no information about them. And usually when, you know, if there's no information about them, usually they say, well, they're not real people. They said, well, obviously, the police really like Zapata, and they've cooked the books. Oh, yeah. They've cooked the books. The police are lying about this incident. Because they're on Zapata's side. Let's go to the Attorney General. Let's raise this to the Attorney General of California. Because they must be lying. And then Nathan Pinkley, Blaze Pinkley. Do you hyphenate that name? I'm not sure. He comes out and says, oh, well, they're lying. They're lying. I don't care what witnesses say. I don't care if there's video surveillance. They're lying. And then there's people that believe, of course, will believe Nathan. If Nathan said, the sun comes up in the west, they'd be looking in that direction. So what does Carlos say? Carlos doesn't say anything. Because then Pinkley, from what I understand, has gotten a restraining order against Carlos Zapata. Well, I think you have to, when you swear out like a temporary restraining order, you have to swear that, you know, the guy's, you know, threatened to assault you or assaulted you or other things. Anyway, so they put that in there. And then the people and that things that you should know, well, the sheriff's office, the deputies said they weren't going to serve Carlos Zapata. I mean, yeah, Carlos Zapata. They were not going to serve him. And everybody jumped on that. Oh, of course they're not going to serve him because they're on his side. You know, he hugs people. You know, all this stuff. Well, as it turns out, that was totally untrue. And the lawyer for Nathan Blaze Pinkney came on and said, nope, that's not what happened. I took it to a private investigator, or these people that serve props, you know, serve warrants like this, or restraining orders and these things. And they said, nope, I'm not going to get involved in that. It wasn't the sheriff's office. It wasn't the police department. It was a private business, so they didn't want to get involved with it. Okay. That makes no difference, though. Truth is not something that makes any difference. Now, here's my complaint. Frankly, I am at the point where it's third grade in the schoolyard between Zapata, Blaze Pinkney, and, you know, a certain circle of their followers. It's third grade in the schoolyard. The teacher's out there trying to think, well, you know, what are they doing? Just go over and get on the slides and the merry-go-round and stop this crap. Here we have a police department who has got a lot of things to investigate. So they have to get involved in this one. Now, here's the DA's office, and if you listen to the third Thursday of any month, the DA is in here. There are so many cases that even the DA, and she's one of the few DAs in California, maybe the only DA in California, gets involved in cases because they have so many cases. Their investigators are working, you know, hours, 12 hours a day trying to, you know, investigate real things like murders and rapes and robberies and things like that. And so now they have to take a look at this childish squabble and see if this should go on and go to court. I tell you what, the thing that bothers me the most is Nathan Blaze Pinkney, who never mentioned it until the police report came out, never mentioned before that he got a gun. And that, my friends, is escalation. Now, he said, I have a gun because of this, in case they were going to assault me again. Could he have it at work? Is this perhaps what happened? Why he was, from what I understand, terminated from his place of business? It wasn't Zapata going to the owner and saying it. Could this be is that when he had a gun at work, that was against the rules to have a gun at work? And then, of course, you know, well, he has a right to defend himself. He has a CCW. What does Nathan have a CCW? I'm not going to repeat rumors because somebody said, you know, there's all types of rumors out there. And I said, do you have any proof of this? And since people can't show me the exact proof, I'm not going to mention anything. Does Nathan have a CCW permit? I don't know. It's in the public domain, so I guess you could go back and look and ask the sheriff's office so we can get the sheriff involved in this too. I mean, why not the sheriff? We've got the police, we've got the DA. Yeah, let's just get the sheriff's office involved in this squabble. You know, people, in my humble opinion, having been in very, very violent places for very extended periods of time, this has got to stop. This has just got to stop. Because there's going to be somebody out there that now we've taken the next level. He's got a gun. Well, we should have guns. Well, what happens then? Before you get a CCW, you go through a lot of training, at least, you know, through our classes, where you can carry it, whatever. If you've got a gun in a bar, if you carry a gun into the bar, you can't drink. You can't have an adult beverage. You can't have a sip of beer if you're carrying. No, 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 no. Even police don't carry when they're drinking in a bar. So there's all these rules about this. All of these rules about having guns in bars. Even you can carry it into a restaurant and be armed and eat your dinner, drink your iced tea, drink your coffee. Yeah, nobody's got a problem with that. But you go in and you take that first drink. There's been several times that I've walked into a place not planning on drinking at all, and then all of a sudden a great offer comes around. I get up, I walk outside, I lock the gun up in a safe inside my vehicle. But if you go into a bar and if you go into a place that says must be 21 to enter, you can't carry a gun in there. That's a bar. There's some places that say no minors after a certain time, after 10 o'clock. Means they've stopped serving food. Now it's just a bar. Oh, at 10 o'clock, you can't have that gun on you. So, but this whole thing, and I've gone over the break, but I don't care. The fact is, this red, white, and blueprint, and the people that have ratcheted it up, and they have, and then the people on the other side, mainly one online news group, and these people have gotten it to the point where there's absolute hatred out there. You are damned if you say something like just a question. And now they're questioning the fact that our police are not doing their jobs, that the police are they've taken sides, and I think I'm going to say that I am almost positive that Chief Bill Shuler thinks that this is such a waste of time, and these people are childish. I don't know if he said those words, but I'm pretty sure that this is what he's thinking. So if you're involved in any of this, if you're real people from Things That You Should Know, or the other side, how about taking a deep breath? Everybody here that's getting involved with this is starting to look like idiots. I mean, your reasons behind it could be sound. I've got nothing. You know what? People have tried to have me come online and say, well, do you support this movement? Do you support the recall? You know what? I support the rights of citizens of our country to exercise their civic responsibilities. It's a great civics lesson, as my friend Ted Leidy says. Whether you support it or not, that's my business. But we want to have both sides on, and we have invited stop recall on, and they refused to do it because they said they're afraid that people will call in and be mean to them. Really? To stop the recall movement. They don't want to spend money with local stations. They'd much rather spend it with corporate stations. And why is that? I question that. Why don't the people involved in the Stop the Recall movement want to come on and just be asked questions like, well, how, you know, so tell us a little bit what you're doing and, the things that you're doing, just like we ask anybody. If you don't want any phone calls, let me know. But I'm inviting you on, Stop the Recall people, because other people who are in favor of the recall have been on the station, and they could ask questions that are tough that they have to answer by people calling in. So I guess I just don't know what the fear is from that. And who's in the group? It's pretty well known who's in the recall group. Who's in Stop the Recall movement? Where's their money come from? I mean, they keep talking about that with the recall people. I think if you can ask the question on one side, you should be able to ask the question on the other side, on the involvement of it. Why don't you want to come in here and say, this is why we think the recall is a bad idea? And stopping the recall is, frankly, it could be don't recall the supervisors. When you try to stop the recall, that's kind of working against the Constitution. If you want to just stop it, you can say I'm opposed to it, don't vote for it and all that, but people absolutely have the right for a recall. I'm not saying it's going to make it. I'm not saying their reasoning is good, but they absolutely have the right to do it. Okay. And ending with other big news. Fox News. It wasn't the top story, but it was down like three or four stories. Jared, Jana Kramer had a breast augmentation and published the photo to Instagram, covering up, I guess, specific parts of it. This is nationwide news. Jana Kramer. Who's Jana Kramer? Do you know who that is?
I haven't a clue.
I haven't any idea who this woman is, but she's obviously the story is big enough, okay, about her breast augmentation that it makes nationwide news. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, 7:37 in the morning here on Tuesday, the 18th of May.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician, 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Powerhouse Solar is looking for an experienced electrician, 10 years experience preferred, full-time, with benefits, retirement, and competitive pay. This is a family-owned company that provides a relaxed, pleasant work environment. Qualified candidates can apply in person at Powerhouse Solar on Caterpillar Road or email resumes to info@powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And if you want to talk about this, because I'm getting a lot of great comments in the chat room, as you could probably imagine, about the what just happened. I'm going to just kind of finish that up here with chat room. But first, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. If you want professionalism, full service, because it is the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Watches repaired, batteries fixed, and a great selection of jewelry of all kinds for very fair prices. It's Four Winds Jewelry. Linda's birthday is Friday. So, Rebecca, I'll be trotting down there this week to find a small bubble the next day, maybe today, to come on down and just something that we can share on her birthday. These are really super people located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding, across from Sierra Gibbs. Okay, some of the comments in the chat room. Take an oath never to talk about this again. And then the next person said, man, this is new. This is new. This is news that needs to be talked about. Now, one person said, once again, another example of this station promoting gun ownership than being alerted when somebody has a gun. Hey, I do promote gun ownership. Every one of the police agencies in this town advocate being able to protect yourself. What I said was, all of a sudden, when one punch is thrown and another punch is thrown and then somebody goes back in and pulls a gun. That, my friends, is what you should worry about. That's what you worry about. I have no problems with Nathan Blaze Bikini owning a gun. None at all. But when he pulls it out And it appears just from the story, he was at work because his coworkers disarmed him. That there's, you know, and there's, that should be, in my point of view, that should be investigated. If anything's going to, if they're in this investigation, he pulled a gun and he threatened somebody. Well, what happens now? Temporary restraining order? Okay, take a station oath not to talk about it anymore. I will make a $10 donation challenge to charity if the station can go a week without talking about this issue. Sorry, helpful person, you're not even close here. And somebody, the next people says, it's news, we need to talk about it. And then somebody says, Biden needs a testicle transplant. I'm not sure where that came from, but it's in here. And then other people are laughing. And then I talked about it, and here's what I said. I talked about it because our law enforcement agencies got involved, taking time to investigate this. I will take bribes to never talk about it again. Somebody mentioned the single-barrel Jack Daniels. Okay. Let's go. Let's move on. Are you wearing a mask? Do you know if you're supposed to wear a mask? Do you know what the rules are for wearing a mask? Does anybody have any idea when you should wear a mask? Well, I used to think I knew. But obviously, there's more to it than what I thought. So here's some of the guidelines for you. When a fully vaccinated people need mask, the Centers for Disease Control says you no longer, fully vaccinated people, no longer need to wear a mask while outdoors or indoors, except in certain circumstances, which has caused some confusion. Really? For instance, Fauci says you don't need a mask outside unless you're going into a completely crowded situation where people are essentially falling all over each other, which means that it was good to see that every vaccinated person in Shasta County and surrounding areas at the rodeo was vaccinated. You know what? We are leading the nation in vaccinations at rodeos. But businesses, tribal areas, there's a whole list. Federal, state, local, tribal, or territorial laws, rules, and regulations, including business and workplace guidance, can trump that. Can we use the word trump? And aside from the instances, the number of indoor circumstances in which this agency advised fully vaccinated people wear a mask, those who have a condition or are taking medications that weaken the immune system. Other fully vaccinated people are still required to wear a mask on planes, buses, trains, and other forms of transportation and wild transportation hubs. You should be more in healthcare centers, prisons, and homeless shelters. Are you wearing a mask? Do you wear a mask, Jared?
I do, and I don't care what anybody says.
I have no problem with that. Have I ever said anything about you wearing a mask?
No, obviously I don't wear them here at work. We're all vaccinated here, but if I go into a grocery store.
You're vaccinated, right?
I am.
Okay. Do you see a lot of other people wearing masks?
I went into Winco yesterday, and, first of all, I went into the gas station by my house, no masks.
No mask.
But I went into Winco the other day, and it's like, I want to say it's like 50-50.
I think Winco says you have to wear a mask.
Well, I still see a lot of unmasked.
Yeah, I see that. Somebody said they were at one store that said, we are not going to check you out unless you put a mask on. Wow. You know, but now, what do you do now that Fauci says, if you're vaccinated, and now how are you going to tell people are vaccinated, which goes to the next step we're going to talk about right after this break, trying to get us back on schedule here. This portion of the show brought on you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros and downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and you get 1 free, or buy 10 and you get 10, get 3 free. I go there with my truck, my F-150. They do a wonderful job on it. They towel dry it. They make sure everything's clean on it. And this Quick and Clean Car Wash, I believe, has been around this town for almost 100 years. Think about that. Almost 100 years of car wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash. Good people. We'll be right back.
History at Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, American Adventure 1607. Actively explores the fates of early colonists in North America through a blend of gameplay and authentic history. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m. Also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 7:53 in the morning. It's like 62 degrees out there. It's going to be beautiful out in our beautiful River City. Hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. And your comments are absolutely, I take every one of them seriously. I read every one of the comments. Yeah. Okay, I've got to read one when I get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I can't say enough about Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We have our insurance with Judy. And why? Because she takes the time to figure out what you need, whether it's life insurance, your homeowner's insurance, you lost your homeowner's insurance because you happen to be near a fire area, which we're all in. She gets people insurance. She shows them the way down that path. If you need a second opinion on retirement plans or your 401, you can get a free evaluation from Judy or her team of experts. I mean, she's been doing this since 1993. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You give them a call at 221-0441. Somebody says, yeah, here are the questions. I wonder who would look better, Blaze or Zapata in a bikini? Somebody says, maybe they should settle this by mud wrestling. You know what? Now, I would promote that. Carlos Zapata, Nathan Blaze Pinckney are going to settle their differences in a mud wrestling match. All proceeds go to a charity. Go to a 501. I wonder if we could finally get the Civic Auditorium to open up for that. On the stage, surrounded by 2,000 people, they settle this with a mud wrestling match. Two out of three. We will not have the police, the sheriffs, or the DAs involved in this. Like, you know, who's going to judge the match? Who should judge the match of Carlos Zapata and Nathan Blaze Pinckney in a mud wrestling match? Possible judges. Let me think. Can't be the Board of Supervisors. No. Can't be the City Council. No. So it should be somebody that's fair to both sides. The Switzerland, perhaps, of the airwaves. Yes. Thank you. The overwhelming surge. I can hear him say it. Carl, Carl, Carl. That's right. I will referee the mud wrestling match between these two guys. Gets this thing settled once and for all, shake hands at the end of it, and we walk away from this. I thought that was a great idea. Okay. Some people are saying their money's on Zapata. You know what? Carlos is. He's trained. He's trained in the martial arts. But don't underestimate Nathan Blaze Pinckney in a mud match. This man throws mud. This man lives to throw shade. You know, slippery. Carlos throws some kind of reverse suplex, Brazilian jiu-jitsu on him. Nathan slides through that and jumps on his back. Okay, I mean, it would be a nonviolent way of settling it. Richard, have I gone too far here?
No, not far enough, Carl. I think in the underwater basket weaving, maybe that'd be a little more fair for Nathan. And hey, none of us on the pro recall side started any of this, Carl. The reason we have to defend our honor, our integrity, our reputation, is because the socialists started slandering, lying, et cetera, to try to undermine this recall. And unfortunately, we have to continue to defend ourselves in order to maintain.
But not physically, right? But not, you're not talking about physical violence here, are you, Richard?
No, sir. I've only been talking about in intellect, intelligence, et cetera.
Okay. So, I have no problem, you know, Richard, I have no problem with that. I really have, you know, words. You know, people say words can't hurt you. Well, words can hurt you. Words can hurt.
They can't. Real quick, before
sure.
I'll let you go, real quick. Notice the board never talked about signs, posters, moving boxes, or anything. We've been doing those things for a year now, Carl, in chambers. They have not started to now discuss removing such items until the wall of shame via Nathan Pinckney was produced, which then, wow, did that damage Nathan's reputation? I think so. Hey, have a good day, Carl.
I still think the mud wrestling. You know, here's the thing, my friends, and I promise not to talk about it the rest of the week, okay, unless something else happens. words can hurt. Untrue words and lies can hurt. It's bullying. It's bullying. That's what I truly, truly believe. So before we go, you know, beyond this thing where we're saying, you know, where people are saying stupid, hateful things to each other, it's just ratcheting it up again. There's no place for violence in this. Not at all. Nothing. Both sides should ought to just stay away from each other and not push this. All right, when we come back, Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. And just when you think it's safe to go out and buy ammo again, we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
January riot at the U.S. Capitol. California's Kevin McCarthy says the panel's role should include looking into political violence that has shaken so many U.S. cities. He adds House Speaker Pelosi refused to negotiate in good faith on the parameters of the commission. Israel facing more pressure to agree to a ceasefire with Gaza terrorists.
President Biden spoke with Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday and expressed our support for a ceasefire.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
He reiterated that Israel, like every country, has the right to defend itself against indiscriminate rocket attacks and emphasized that Israel has to make every effort to protect innocent civilians.
Israel argues a ceasefire would give the terrorists more time to rebuild their missile stockpiles. The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem.
Buildings shook as Israeli airstrikes continued in Gaza overnight. At dawn, militants launched dozens more rockets at southern Israel. So far, international diplomatic efforts to stop the deadly fighting have achieved few results. However, in a call, President Biden told Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for the first time that he backed a ceasefire. That will add to pressure on Israel to seek an end to the conflict. Earlier, speaking on television, Mr. Netanyahu had said that attacks on militant sites and leaders in Gaza would carry on.
A new Rasmussen Report survey finds American voters, by an almost 2-to-1 margin, prefer President Trump's Israel policy to that of President Biden. They believe the Middle East is teetering on the brink of a major war. The Washington Examiner also reporting that most Americans want the U.S. to remain closer to Israel. Wall Street, the Dow down 66 points, NASDAQ 88 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Nevada, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335, rec animalist number 65233, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
At least 20 people have been killed by the most powerful storm in decades to hit the Indian state of Gujarat. The BBC's Nikhil Idamdo.
I think the full extent of the impact will only be known over the course of the next few hours, but we have seen intense damages to things such as electricity poles, which have followed trees being uprooted, as well as damages to infrastructure and houses. Also in the state of Gujarat, major ports and airports remain shut, including refineries. The cyclone also wreaking a great deal of havoc on the financial capital, Mumbai, yesterday, which was deluged by rain, and that led to its airport being shut for the better part of the day, with about 55 flights being cancelled.
Spain facing a humanitarian crisis after thousands of Moroccans took advantage of relaxed border controls in their country to swim or paddle onto European soil. News and analysis at townhall.com. The feds are cracking down on airline passengers who will not behave themselves.
The FAA will seek fines totaling more than $100,000 against four passengers on flights in the last several months. The biggest is a proposed civil penalty of $52,500 against a man who was arrested after trying to open the cockpit door and striking a flight attendant in the face. Airlines say they've had more than 1,300 unruly passengers this year. Many of the cases involve passengers who appear intoxicated or refuse to wear face masks. John Scott reporting.
Texas, which lifted its coronavirus restrictions back in March, reports zero COVID-19 deaths. Other milestones touted by Governor Greg Abbott, the fewest COVID cases in 13 months, the lowest seven-day COVID positivity rate ever, and the lowest COVID hospitalizations in 11 months. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. It is the 18th of May, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here. Do we have any other day besides cheese souffle? Day.
Well, I mentioned no dirty dishes.
And no dirty dishes.
Visit your relatives day.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. I don't know if you need a special day to do that.
You shouldn't.
No. In fact, if everybody around here that I'm very envious of have their grandkids around here. My family is scattered throughout the United States. Scattered. My sister and brother-in-law are over in Tennessee along with my nephews and all of their kids, and my daughter and son-in-law live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I would just love to be able to, trot on over to the house, see the kids, see how they're doing. Yeah, we see them a couple times a year. But anyway,
what's the weather? It is currently 61 degrees. Today's going to be sunny with partly cloudy tonight with a high of 84.
A little more enthusiasm. Can we have a little more enthusiasm?
Today's going to be sunny, partly cloudy tonight with a high of 84 and a low of 50. On Wednesday, it's going to be sunny with partly cloudy on Wednesday night with a high of 76, a low of 47. Thursday is going to be mostly sunny and clear with a high of 72, a low of 47. And on Friday, it's going to be sunny, partly cloudy Friday night with a high of 77 and a low of 51.
See any rain in the forecast there, buddy?
No, I don't see any rain.
Don't see any rain. Okay, hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, based out of Anderson. Good people down there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793. Okay. I just want to make it real clear. I don't know Nathan Blaze Pinckney at all. I don't know him. I know Carlos Zapata only because as I was driving out from the office here, several weeks ago, he was coming around the corner, and we introduced ourselves. That's the only contact I've had with them. So it's not like I know either one of them. I don't know. Maybe I've upset both of them today. If I have, I'm happy. Okay. But speaking of somebody who knows what's going on, somebody who fights the fight every day, somebody who I love to have on a regular basis is Sam Paredes, who is the executive director of Gun Owners of California. Sam?
Carl.
Yes.
I love listening to you guys. I got to get on earlier.
You got to get on earlier, man.
Obviously, just to listen, not to be on, because you guys are obviously having a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm having too much fun.
That's a beautiful thing.
Somebody, I'm talking about this something that's going on up here, and a gun all of a sudden becomes involved in it. Well, you know how that ratchets stuff up. The gun wasn't used, but a gun became part of it. And you know how that ratchets everything up, because if he's got a gun, then I need to get a gun, that kind of stuff. Well, somebody sent a photo of both these guys, photoshopped, in bikinis, standing next to each other. And I can't figure
Excuse me,
out.
I'm choking on my coffee.
I can't figure out how to get it off the chat room and get it into my Facebook. Kind human, email it to me. Email it to me. There you go. Okay. All right. Hey, Sam. Let's shift gears a little bit here.
Sure.
Great news at the Supreme Court.
Absolutely amazing, wonderful, news coming from the United States Supreme Court. In previous conversations that you and I had, I mentioned that we've got multiple cases making their way up to the court. Coniglia versus Strong was one of these cases. It wasn't per se a Second Amendment case. It was a Fourth Amendment case challenging the police right for unreasonable search and seizure. But it involved the Second Amendment because the search and seizure that was involved in the case was about guns. So the court ruled that police do not have the right to enter somebody's home under the concept that they were using, which was called community caretaking. Now, law enforcement, they obviously have law enforcement responsibilities and other responsibilities, which the Supreme Court characterizes community caretaking. Well, law enforcement different agencies of government took that to mean that was a theory and an exemption from the Fourth Amendment. It was not. So we had a guy who was in a fight with his wife, and he put an unloaded gun on the table and said, "Here, use it. Take me out now." And she said no. She went to a hotel, called back, couldn't find him, so she called the police for a welfare check. They showed up. He's sitting on his porch. They said, "Sir, are you okay?" He says, "Yes." "Are you suicidal?" He said, "No." "Would you mind going to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation?" He said, "Okay, under one condition. You don't take my guns." Police said, "Okay, we won't take your guns." He goes in. What do? They go in and take his guns. So he filed a lawsuit, lost in the district court because the district court was hanging their hat on community caretaking. The appellate court, they lost. Same thing, siding with this issue of community caretaking. The Supreme Court said, "Hey, boneheads, there is no such thing as community caretaking exemption from the Fourth Amendment. It doesn't exist. You guys have taken it way too far." Now, this doesn't mean that if police know that somebody is fallen in a home or is in the process of committing suicide or is in the process of destroying evidence, you can go in. Those are exigent circumstances that are permitted under the Fourth Amendment. But all of this other crap, cut it out. You can't do it. It was 9-0, Carl. 9 Supreme Court justices. It was unanimous.
You know, that when you get a 9-0 on anything, that means that all of them, it is such a constitutional transgression that even the most liberal court judge sees it. That's huge. That's just absolutely huge. We haven't seen that. I don't know when's the last time we saw that. I've seen some 8-1s, but a 9-0 has been a long time.
Yeah, it was amazing, Carl. That's a huge victory because that gives us just an inkling of hope that the justices are looking at core constitutional rights with their eyes wide open. And I think that as New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case goes before them later on this fall, we're going to remind them of the logic they used in supporting this case and the clarity they had with regards to the Constitution and the core rights. So this was a huge victory. It was massive. And how much news except on KCNR radio, Free Fire Radio, have you heard? Have you heard this on?
No, I haven't. I didn't see it anywhere. I did not even see it in blurbs. You know, usually this guy named A.W.R. Hawkins. He writes about this, but you know, maybe I missed the article when he, you know, because I don't read his stuff all the time. But he's the Second Amendment guy who writes for Breitbart, and one of the 7 or 8 different news organizations I look at. And yes, I look at all of them. And so maybe I missed that. But when, you know, you and I talked yesterday for a short period of time. I mean, this is huge. They can't just come in and take your guns.
They cannot come in and take your guns when they come knocking at the door. And they ask to come in, the answer is no, without a warrant. And once you have a warrant, I want my attorney to be present. Love you guys. Thank you for your sacrifice to our community. But no, you can't come into my home. That's the proper response. You know, there are some agencies of law enforcement of government that, like, you know, that might come in and say, "Whoa, you're going to make us go out and pull paper? Okay, we're going to wait outside with all of our trucks and sirens blaring, the lights going on. All your neighbors are going to know that something's going on here. Do you still not want to let us in?" Your answer should be, "Have a nice day. I've got earplugs. I'm going to close the door, and when you show up with a warrant, you're going to be welcomed into the home. So that's it. Those rights are precious. We need to protect them, and we need to exercise them with everything we've got.
Well, you know, I am a very, very strong supporter of good police, as I know you are.
100%.
But the fact is we need on a regular basis for our, you know, I hate for it to even have to get to that point, but the Supreme Court to make some decisions like that. Now, I'm going to ask you about what's coming up that could have another huge impact on America, mm-hmm. right after the break here, Sam. Sam Paredes, okay. Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You know, River Commons Senior Living is not for assisted living. No, this is for active seniors who said, you know what, I've sold my house. It's just too much to take care of. I want to go someplace that's nice, there's other people around that I can, you know, interface with, that the food is served by gourmet chefs. I have transportation if I choose to use it. I have an activities director if I choose to use it. I can even have my pets. Yeah. All of this is at River Commons Senior Living. Give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian. And now, you know, I'm sure you can go down there, maybe have lunch and get a tour of the area. It's Northern California's premier retirement community. Worry less, smile more at River Commons Senior Living. 8:16 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Spring savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift, or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion.
Starting April 1st through June 24th.
Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th.
Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th.
And one of 4 energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
Try to get a date. My boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:21 in the morning, 64 degrees out there on the 18th of May, Tuesday. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They received 4 out of 5 stars in specific areas, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacement. Yeah, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. So much there. Your health care is taken really well at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, on the phone is Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. I'm never sure when I say that I'm exactly right, but it's close enough.
You are exactly right, brother. Exactly
so,
right.
I mean, I'm telling you, it took me 10 years. Yay. Sam's a semi-regular guest on our show, but let me tell you, every time I call Sam make sure that he's on the show. There's so much stuff going on. Now, the statement was by me, there's a lot of other cases working its way up to the Supreme Court that could have a huge impact on our Second Amendment rights.
Absolutely correct, especially one that they have already accepted. The New York State Rifle and Pistol Association against the district attorney of New York. And this is a case involving concealed carry outside the home. As you well know, the court last year dismissed a dozen cases, including CCW cases that were before them. But we praise God that with the addition of Justice Barrett to the Supreme Court, I think the court is a lot more comfortable in accepting cases and knowing that they're going to rule correctly. So what this case does, if the Supreme Court votes 5-4 or more, maybe even 6-3, it will in essence invalidate all of the may issue concealed carry laws throughout the country. That means that from C to signing C, they will be either shall issue, and at that point, many of them will just say, oh, forget it, let's do constitutional carry because, we have no real discretion as to who can carry a gun if they're law-abiding citizens. So very, very important case. Here at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, we have a bottleneck of cases that are all waiting to hear to see what the Supreme Court does with this New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case. We've got Duncan B. Becerra. We've got Rody B. Becerra. These have to do with magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. They have to do with ammunition. We have Young versus Hawaii, which has to do with also carrying a firearm outside of the home. That one has actually been sent to the Supreme Court, and they're asking for certiorari, that the court will accept that. We think that the court may attach that case to the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case. All of these cases, Carl, will affect California greatly, greatly. Not immediately, but it will open the door for us to be able to file lawsuits to challenge many of the laws that we have on the books here, from concealed carry to ammunition laws to magazine laws to assault weapons laws, safe handgun list laws, you know, everything will be on the table. That's why these cases are so vitally important.
Well, you know what? The San Diego sheriff tried to make that decision, to start issuing licenses or permits. And I think he got slapped down on that. But, the fact is that any law-abiding citizen in our country should be able to purchase and have a firearm. And if you believe that you need to have a firearm in today's climate to protect yourself, and you've gone through all of the steps to do that, you should be able to do, you should be able to carry.
Yep.
But but we have some states that have, you don't have to do anything except be in that state to open carry.
That's correct.
Yeah, has anybody done studies to see what the violence ratio that is?
Oh, come on, Carl! You don't want them to do a study to prove that they're exactly wrong. We've got 24 states that have got some form of constitutional carry. That is, you do not need a permit to carry a gun. If you're a law-abiding citizen, the Second Amendment is your permit, and you can carry legally concealed, in some cases also open carry. We've got other states that have CCW laws and open carry permission without a permit. So more and more states are lining up on the side of
the Second Amendment.
The Second Amendment. That's plainly said. Well said. You are a scholar and a champion there. Thank you.
Now, you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
I will probably be attacked on this one, but having taught CCW for years with Northern Firearms Instruction, and you are a person who has handled firearms your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
People need to have a class. If they're gonna if they're gonna have a gun, there should be some place in there that they get a class and that tells them, it shows them how to handle it. What do we do with that? Because as well as I do, some people would have no concept of handling guns. We see it all the time on the range.
Carl, you asked about, have they done any studies? Well, we have seen multiple statistics from various states that have gone constitutional carry, and there is not a single state in the country that has gone constitutional carry where there has been a situation where a citizen used a gun to protect themselves unwisely without training or anything like that. What we're finding is that training institutions in other states are being booked up, just like they are here in California. People in America are wise and smart just in general. If they don't know how to use something, how to do something, they're going to learn and seek advice and training to figure out how to do things. I mean, that's why YouTube is so popular, because people have a resource to go and learn stuff. Now, I'm not saying that YouTube education on firearms is the way to go, but I talk to instructors all across the country, and their classes are jam-packed, even in states where they don't have requirements for testing, and people are being wise, and so I err on the side of freedom and liberty and the intelligence of the vast majority of law-abiding Americans who are exercising their right, who are seeking training. There will always be some knuckleheads who don't, but the vast majority of them are.
And I agree with you. The vast majority. We have almost 12,000 people here in Shasta County that have a concealed carry.
God bless Shasta County.
Yeah, God bless Shasta. Well, God bless our sheriffs. One of them, Jim Pope, Tom Basenko, Eric McGrinney, they believe in your right to have a firearm to protect yourself. Our law enforcement, our chief of police says the same thing. He says, I strongly support the CCW because we can't be everywhere. I think the bottom line on it is, I agree with you, but of the 12,000 people, for as far back as they can, as they remember, and in their, going through their records, there's never been an incident where somebody with a CCW used it illegally. It doesn't mean that people with one don't make dumb decisions. You get a DUI, you get that license pulled.
That's right.
That permit pulled. Now, I think that I trust people. And I think you're right. The vast majority of people, when they make that decision, I want to carry a gun, I need to be trained in that. So it just makes sense. So, okay, look, we've got to take another break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I am going to be today. It is a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment today. And remember, it's man's last stronghold. Yeah, man's last stronghold. When you walk in, the testosterone is dripping off the walls. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Sam Paredes.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion
starting April 1st through June 24th.
Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th.
Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th.
And one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Could be holding you tonight.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 8:35 in the morning. Here on Tuesday, the 18th of May, 64 degrees out there. Another beautiful day in River City. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. You know, Shelly Enriquez, who owns Tobacco and Brew, you know, she's taken everything the state of California can throw at her when it comes to tobacco, and she shakes it off, and she just continues moving on. I love tenacity in people and loyalty. They've been with us since before we started the station here. So I can't say enough about her or the people that work for her. And if you want anything to do with tobacco, they're going to take care of you. Premium and domestic cigars, rolling tobacco. All the accessories, like lighters and humidors. They have pipe tobacco, major cigarette brands. And their current special is a grab bag of three cigars for $24.99. And in that grab bag, you're going to get some good selections of cigars. That's Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. On the phone, we have Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. We talked about a Supreme Court decision that was great, that they can't, the police just can't come in and take your guns without a lot more paperwork. And the other cases that are moving through the court to define our rights under the Second Amendment. Other countries don't have a First Amendment or a Second Amendment. And Prince Harry, and I don't know why, Prince Harry thinks that the First Amendment is bonkers. And when I see this from other people, you know, from people in other countries, which you would think are kind of learned people, if he doesn't think the First Amendment, if he thinks the First Amendment is bonkers, I just wonder what he thinks about the Second Amendment. Sam, are we still there?
Carl, yes, I am here. let me tell you, unfortunately, many people who have lived their entire lives for generations as subjects instead of free citizens cannot get wrap their heads around freedom and liberty. So the good prince can take his bonkers and, you know, back to England as far as I'm concerned. We aren't subjects. He's still a subject. We aren't. We are free citizens. And people have to understand that. That's why we think so vastly different than people across the world, actually. And you know what? Our example of freedom and liberty is starting to spread. You have countries in Serbo-Croatia area that are putting in a Second Amendment into their constitution because they no longer want to experience a period of tyranny. And they want the people to be able to fight back and protect themselves. And so this whole experiment, the grand experiment of freedom and liberty and government by the people and for the people, is spreading slowly but surely. But unfortunately, there are so many people out there that have been subjects for so long, it's hard for them to get over the hump. But give them time.
give them time.
Well, you know, and that's the thing is that we have these rights guaranteed to us, and other countries don't. And, you know, when Venezuela, and we'll just use that this one as an example, people used to be able to own guns in Venezuela.
Yep.
And then they passed the laws to take away all the guns. And from there on down, people lost their rights. I mean, now, you know, there's not enough. You know, the government just took over. And now here, within 10 years of doing this, maybe 12 years of doing this, you know, the country is a totally socialist country, but can't take care of its people, is, you know, food riots, all of these things. And people say they can't help, that can't happen here. But the thing is that it may not seem that important right now, but you've got to look 20 years down the line. You know, the fact that we have the right to own a firearm, we have the right to defend ourselves against tyranny. And have we reached that level? No, we haven't reached that level. But we don't know what it's going to be. And I find it really interesting that many of the people I know that have gone through our classes, people have no idea who they are. That, you know, and they would be so surprised to know that this person has a CCW or owns guns. So, you know, there's a lot of people, as we proved during the big gun rush, which is still going on, of all political persuasions, decided, you know what, it's not a bad idea to get a gun to be able to defend myself.
Yeah, the Second Amendment is no longer a partisan issue, Carl. It is, you have Democrats, you got peace and freakies and, you know, Greens and people from all political stripes and persuasions who are deciding, you know, I have to have the ability to protect my family and my home, and the only way to do that is by having a gun and training, you're getting some training to know how to use it to do that. Carl, as you mentioned earlier, the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights, our founding fathers said the government doesn't establish these rights. These rights pre-exist in government. They were given to us by our Creator, and we are just protecting them by enumerating them in the Bill of Rights. So people who don't get that, sorry, there are 8 million people last year, new people who bought guns and came to the Second Amendment side. We don't want to see tyranny happen. But Carl, come on, all you have to do is pay a little bit of attention and listen to the news. So many of the spread of socialism and pure communism in America is so blatant. Things that would have been illegal just a few decades ago, for people to call for the total destruction of our government and our way of government, our system of government, that was sedition. That was, you know, they wanted to destroy this country. We didn't want to have any part of that. Now we're hearing it more and more, and they're doing it without any sort of penalty or you know, results from their actions. We need to be mindful. We need to be ready. We need to defend our homes, our families, our churches, our businesses, and our Constitution, because that is the barrier. That is the standard that gives us freedom and liberty. So, you know, I'm with you. And when the call to arms comes, if it ever comes, Lord willing, not in our lifetime, but when it does, I'm going to be in your unit, brother.
Well, you know what? The older you get, you know, the less you're too concerned.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about our great state of California. I know that they're trying to pass things right now, and that's going to have a huge impact if they can get them through. And I know you've got your finger on all those. We're with Sam Peretta, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow, Wednesday, the Salvation Army in Reading has a groceries for our veterans. Groceries are available. Present your ID card or something for your veteran designation, DD-214, VA health card, something like that. And if you don't have one, the good people at the Shasta County Veteran Service Office will help you with that. But this goes from 9 to 11 every day at the Salvation Army at 2691 Larkspur Lane. Now, that's for veterans, but there's also the Shasta Democrats and Dignity Health Connected Living are also having an emergency food giveaway tomorrow between 8 and 10 at the IBEW Labor Hall at 900 Locust Street right here in Reading. It's available to all low-income, disabled, unemployed, or older adults 60 years and older. No applications or pre-registrations. You can walk up, and they will either walk up, drive up, whatever. They'll deliver the food to you. And that's the food giveaway from the Shasta Democratic Party and the Dignity Health Connected Living. Two separate organizations, one for the veterans at the Salvation Army between 9 and 11 tomorrow at 2691 Larkspur Lane, and the other one at 900 Locust Street that goes from 8 to 10. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, my name is Melody Fowler, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comente. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, and in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Talk Radio. We'll call on the Dubai. Today, the 18th of May, 66 degrees out there, 8:49 in the morning. On the phone is Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. And when we left, I asked, so what's the state of California doing to further erode our rights to have, own, carry, purchase ammunition, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I could go on forever just on the things they do, but I want to talk to the expert. Sam, good morning again.
Good morning, Carl. And by the way, you have the best bumper music of any radio station I get to get interviewed by. Whoever is selecting your music should be a DJ because it's awesome.
Well, Jared's at the helm today, but our producers take great pride in going and finding stuff. And we had one producer, if you were talking about cauliflower, she would find a song about cauliflower. So we have to I really have to watch and say, okay, show me a song in this. And then some, you know, they preview them. Carl, you don't want this one. It looks like a great song, but the first five words will throw you off the air. So, okay. Anyway. Hey, okay, Sam.
Yeah, let's go into the laws.
Right.
We have, we're looking at a little over 20 bills that we're following in the legislature. The good ones are stalled and not moving. And there's some kind of, we're watching so that they don't turn into really anti-gun ones. And then a significant number of really bad laws, AB 311. And by the way, your listeners can go to our website at gunownersca.com, GUNOWNERSCA.com. Click on the legislation tab and current legislation, and you can get a list of all of the bills that we are following, their status, our letters of opposition, and total updates. So I welcome any of your listeners who want more information to go and do that, because we don't have time to cover all this stuff.
Yeah, it's a great... AB
311.
It's a great website, and do that, because you're going to be in awe of all the things the state of California is trying to do.
Yeah. AB 311, Assemblyman Ward wants to make it illegal to sell precursor parts at gun shows. I think the goal is really to cripple gun shows, because everybody sells pins and springs and triggers and we already have a law in California that says that if you're going to buy one of these precursor parts, that you actually have to buy it from a precursor part vendor, like ammunition. You have to go through the background check and all of that stuff. And that's true even at gun shows, but they're going to target gun shows, anyway, because they say gun shows are where nefarious things happen all the time. And nothing could be further from the truth, because we haven't had a violation of the law in gun shows in California for decades. No problems, no issues, no accidental shootings, no accidental discharges, nothing. Gun show vendors and people who go to enjoy gun shows are amongst the most law-abiding of all. So, sheep dip for those of you who wanted say something different. AB 876, here's a bill by Assemblyman Gable where, you know, our roster of safe handguns requires that guns have loaded chamber indicators, magazine disconnects, and micro-stamping if they want to be added as new guns to the list. Well, since no manufacturer has added a new gun to the list for years because no one uses micro-stamping, he said, okay, we're going to require that law enforcement agencies have micro-stamped guns on their duty guns and their private guns. And maybe the manufacturers, because they're so greedy and want to sell guns to law enforcement, maybe they will institute micro-stamping, and then we can make it required for all law-abiding citizens, civilians, too. Well, what's going to happen is no manufacturers are going to do that, and they're going to force law enforcement agencies to spend millions upon millions of dollars to buy the machinery so they can microstamp their own guns if this law becomes this bill becomes a law. And what a waste of time that's going to be. But they're trying to force the industry to incorporate microstamping. AB 1223, firearms and ammunition excise tax. Of course, they don't have enough money. How much? We just heard multi-billion-dollar surplus in the state of California, and they want to charge an excise tax on the purchase of firearms and ammunition, 10% and 11% respectively. And that means on a $1,000 gun, you're going to be paying $100 excise tax that's going to go to fund a community-based program where the state gives money to, you know, crime prevention folks throughout the state. And again, they're saying that because we are law-abiding gun owners, somehow we are to blame that criminals are using guns. It doesn't make any sense. It's an excise tax. We're going to fight it all the way.
Well, and you know who this hurts, Sam, on this? It doesn't hurt the people. It doesn't really hurt rich people at all. It hurts the people that want to buy a firearm to protect themselves, even to go hunting. Any of those people who, it always just like the gas tax going up. It hurts the middle class and the lower middle class and the poor. It keeps them from being able to protect themselves. And this is a class. This is a class divisive bill. For something like this again.
Yep. You're exactly right. That's a great point. This next bill, AB 1237, is one that I am probably most concerned with. The Department of Justice, this bill would require the Department of Justice to give to University of California researchers at Davis our personal data and information for all gun buyers, all ammunition buyers, all precursor part buyers, everybody who's been involved in DOJ records, CCW holders, all medical records, all DMV records, so that they can conduct their studies. And we're not talking about our name or some identifying number that where they can, you know, get our information. We're talking about our name, our address, our phone numbers, our driver's license numbers, our Social Security numbers. All of this, millions of pieces of data are to be given to these researchers. And the researchers say, we've never been hacked. Never doesn't mean that it ain't going to happen. And as a matter of fact, just recently, University of Stanford had their student database hacked for all personal records. And how many times has Google been hacked or any of the major database operators? They've all been hacked.
When you can shut down a pipeline and cut off the gas and get a $6 million payoff, you know they can hack into the University of California system.
Bingo, Carl. Bingo. You know, and we've got, here's one that boggles the mind. There's a bill, AB 1509, by Assemblyman Lee. They want to reduce the penalties for people that have been convicted of using a gun in the commission of a violent crime. Right now, there are enhancements of 25 years to life for people who use a gun to commit violence. They want to reduce those enhancements to 1, 2, or 3 years. So, in essence, those people that have actually committed a crime with a gun are going to be back out on the streets sooner than later. So are they sincere? You know, gun control is about controlling us. It's not about controlling criminals, because they're putting them back out on the streets and through this revolving door. It's truly amazing. Just a couple more bills. SB 264 by Senator Min. This one, they want to ban gun shows at all state and county-owned properties. They don't learn, Carl. Lawsuits have said, the courts have said, on public property, lawful activities have to be allowed on public property. Well, buying guns and ammunition is a lawful activity, and gun shows or fairgrounds are owned by the public. So the government's going to the California is going to probably pass this bill, and we're just going to ram it down their throat through the courts once again. And finally, there's this massive omnibus Charlie Foxtrot of a bill, SB 715 on criminal law by Senator Portantino. This thing involves all kinds of things. When giving the DOJ the responsibility for finding out when hunting permits or hunting licenses are lawful. It's got transfer issues in there. It's got more taxing issues on guns and ammunition. It's just a giant cesspool of a bill that negatively affects law-abiding citizens. And this is the kind of stuff we're fighting in the state of California, Carl, that we will never give up.
Now,
even though the legislature cuts us off when we're waiting to testify, all of a sudden the phones go dead. Amazing that happens to us.
Here's the thing is we got to run, Sam. If you want to get involved in this fight, Gun Owners of California, and what's that website again, Sam?
GunOwnersCA.com. You can Google Gun Owners of California, and you'll go to our website, and you can stay armed and informed with all the information that you need on how to protect your Second Amendment rights.
Sam, thank you so much for joining us today, as usual. And see, tomorrow we're going to have the sheriff on. We're going to talk about this. Sheriff is a strong supporter of concealed carry and your gun rights. And we are blessed in Shasta County to have had a string of sheriffs that are like this. Thanks a lot, Sam. Good luck out there.
Carl, God bless you. Keep fighting.
No,
we never give up.
We never stop fighting.